Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition in Masechta Berachos on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Bey, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the first word on the line, Pisca. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara Pisca. The word Pisca means section. The next section of the Mishnah states, and this is referring to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, HaKoyre L'mafreya Lo Yotza. If somebody reads the Kriyat Shema not in the correct order, he is not Yotza. And here there's no machlokas, as we had in other dinim of the Mishnah, but everyone is moda that he's not Yotza, even b'di'evit. What does it mean, HaKoyre L'mafreya? We explained this already on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, but let us review it. The Haredim and the Pnei Moshe explained there that this refers to the Seder of the Psukim. Higdim Pasuk Shlishi L'Sheni V'Sheni L'Rishon, which is the Lashon of the Haredim there on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. He put the third Pasuk of a Parsha first, and then he put the second, and then he put the first. He did the Psukim in the opposite order. The Pnei Moshe adds that this only refers to the Psukim, but concerning the Parshias, if he reads the Parshias of Kriyat Shema backwards, there he will be Yotzei B'di'evit, because the Parshias, as we read them in Kriyat Shema, are not in the sequence which are found in the Torah. It's only the Chachamim who made this sequence for Kriyat Shema, and the Chachamim therefore only made L'chatchila B'di'evit if he said the Parsha of Tzitzis, for example, first, and he later said the Parsha of Haftah, he would be Yotzei B'di'evit. Rashi and Barachas on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, on this Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, Kor L'mafreya Lo Yotzei, says, Rashi, Kigoin B'sharecha Be'secha Mezuzos. The Pasuk reads Mezuzos Be'secha B'sharecha, and he puts the words just the opposite. So according to Rashi, HaKor L'mafreya is referring to the words of the Psukim. The Mechaber in Siman Samach Dalet says that it's referring to the Psukim. The Prima Gadim there in his Pirish Mishbetzoy Zov tells us V'chol Shchein Milim, although the Mechaber speaks about the changing of the sequence of the Psukim, however, this certainly refers to what Rashi is speaking about, that the words of a Pasuk are stated in the wrong order. Both the Psukim and the words, the halach is HaKor L'mafreya Lo Yotza. And now begins the Gemara to explain this section of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yoina Omar, Tana Rabbi Nachman Bar Ada. Rabbi Yoina said that Rabbi Nachman Bar Ada taught the following braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Rabbi Yossi said that Tana Nachman Saba, that it was Nachman Saba who taught the following braisa. From where do we know that HaKor L'mafreya is Lo Yotza? Because the Pasuk states, V'hoyu Hadvorim Ha'ela. And we learn out, Kiderech HaVayosin Yehu. V'hoyu refers to the manner, the order in which these words are written. That is the same order that they should be read. They should not be read backwards, not in the proper sequence. Tani, we have learned in a braisa, af b'halal u b'kriyas ha-megillah kein. The same halach applies to halal and kriyas ha-megillah, that one should not read the psukim in the incorrect backward order. Says the Gemara, nicha b'kriyas ha-megillah. It's very good to say this halacha concerning kriyas ha-megillah d'chsivba that we find in the Megillah, that the Megillah is supposed to be read kiksavam, as it's written. As Rabbi David Oppenheim explains in his Chiddushim, that since the Megillah is a story, a sequence of events that took place at the time of Mordechai and Esther, so therefore it should be read kiksavim, in the sequence, in the chronological sequence of the story. That we understand. Berambat behelila, but what do you do about Hallel? From where do we learn that Hallel also has to be recited in the proper sequence? Answers the Gemara, began because d'chsiv mimizrach shemesh ad mevoyoy, from the rising of the sun until its setting, mehul shem Hashem, the name of Hashem is praised. There are several ways to learn this Gemara. We'll learn the next lines of the Gemara and then explain the various pshatim in the Shakla V'Tarya here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ma at Shma Mino. How do you know from a Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy that you have to read the Halil in the correct sequence? As we turn to the Chaf Hei Omid Aleph, Amar Rav Avun, Oid Hi Amura Al Seder. Because if you look in the various prokim of Tehillim that are brought as part of Halil, you will see that they are put in historical chronological sequence, as the Gemara will now delineate each of the prokim of Halil to show that it's in a sequence. Now, how do we learn this entire Gemara? So let's begin with the Marah Fulda. The Marah Fulda brings the pasuk of Memizra Shemesh Ad Mevoy Mulu Shem Hashem, and then he interprets the question, Ma At Shma Mino, how do you know from this pasuk that you have to read the Halil in the correct sequence? Dilma, says the Marah Fulda, in the left-hand column, the last piece of the Marah Fulda, Dilma, Kra kepashte mairi she mizrichas hashemesh ad shkiyasa mohulu shem hashem. What does this pasuk have to do with saying halal in order? Perhaps the pasuk just means simply that from sunrise till sunset, Hashem's name is praised. That's the question, ma at shma mino. And the answer, according to the Marah Fulda, would seem to be that ein echanami, the Gemara is retracting from the pasuk mizrach shemesh ad mevoy mul shem hashem, and the Gemara is giving an entirely new reason. Since we see that the prokim of Halil are written in chronological order, therefore, when one says the Halil, when one recites the Halil, it should also be in chronological order. The Charedim learns the question simply, Ma Shma Mino, how do you see from a Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy that you should read the Halil in order? And the Gemara answers, and let's see the Charedim, which is on the top of Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, in the right-hand column, Umishani, Oid Hi Amur Al HaSeder Kloimer, Loi Me Hai Kro L'Chudei. It's not from this pasuk alone, whereas the Marah Fulda seems to be saying that the Gemara is going away from the pasuk Mizrach Shemesh. It's giving an entirely new reason of Oid Hi Amur Al HaSeder, because the parshiyos of Halil are written in chronological order. According to the Charedim, the parshiyos of Halil, the prokim of Tehillim that are said in Halil, are in chronological order, and therefore, through these prokim, we understand a deeper meaning in Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy. Kloimer, loy mahay kro l'chudei. It's not from this pasuk of Mimizrach Shemesh alone. Elagam ki testakel b'halel timtza shemesaper sheva chokel mitchila zricha shimshon shel Yisrael. That the Halil praises Hashem from the beginning when the sun shone on the Bnei Yisrael, which was in Geula from Mitzrayim, and then it went through Vigalusan, their Golos, and then Gulasan La'asid Lavoi, Va'ad Saif Oilam, and until the end of the world. Im came Peru Sheha, the High Krohachi. Now that we see the sequence of the Prokim in Halil, that they're going to be in chronological order, so now I understand the Pshat in Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy. What does it mean? It's not just that you should praise Hashem from morning till night, but it means Mizrach Shemesh, from the dawn of the sun, from the rising of the sun, the Hainu Yitzis Mitzrayim, when the sun was shining on the Bnei Yisrael, when we had Gula from Mitzrayim, Ad Mevoyei, until the sun set, the Hainu Soifa Oilam, the end of the world as we know it, Mehulo Shem Hashem Kloimar, Roi Lahaluloi. It's proper to praise him in that sequence, V'loila Mafreya. You asked me, Akasha, how do I see from Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy Mulu Shem Hashem that you have to say it in order? The answer is that the sequence of the Prokim and Halil tell you that the Pshat Mizrach Shemesh is from the dawn of the history of the Jewish people through all their trials and tribulations and the tzoras that Klal Yisrael went through, but the ultimate geula through Mashiach Tzikenu. During that entire period, it's proper to be mahal the Shem Hashem, and to do it in proper sequence, as we find the Prokim of Halil are in chronological order, so too, Prokim of Halil should be recited in chronological order. So learns the Charedim. The Pnei Moshe learns the sugya a bit differently. The Pnei Moshe says that the Gemara answer the question. How do you know Hallel is written in the correct order? How do you know that we have to recite it in the correct order? Because it's written, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy Mehul Hashem Hashem. And he brings that in Megillah, in the Yerushalmi Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, it adds some words, and he's Goris and Argamor, the addition of those words. If you look in the Pnei Moshe on Chavdalad Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, the Pnei Moshe quotes his Girsa in the Yerushalmi here, Begain, the Chsivim, Mitzvah Shemesh Ad Mavoy, Mehul Shem Hashem, and these words are now added. Mehul Shem Hashem, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoy. In other words, that you have to be Mahalal, the name of Hashem, just like from the rising of the sun until its setting. Just like there is a Seder, a sequence. The sun doesn't set in the morning and rise at night, but rather every morning it rises and every evening it sets. So there's a sequence in the rising and the setting of the sun. So too should be your Mehul Shem Hashem. We take the end of the Pasuk and we connect it to the beginning of the Pasuk. Do you know how Mehul Shem Hashem? It should be the same as Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyeh. So that answers clearly the question of how we see that Hallel has to be set in order. Now the Gemara, according to the Pnei Moshe, asks, Ma Ad Shema Mino? According to the Moshe, the question is, Einichanami, the psukim in each parak of Tehillim, in each parak of Hallel have to be set in order. But is that also referring that the prakim themselves have to be set in order? And on that comes the answer. Amar Rabba Avun, Oid hi amur al seder. Yes, since I see that all the prakim of Hallel are put in chronological order, therefore when you say Hallel, not only should you say the psukim in each parak in order and not go backwards, l'mafreya, so too you also have to say the prakim themselves in the order in which we have it in Hallel. And now the Yerushalmi continues to show us how the prakim of Hallel are said in chronological order. Bitseis Yisrael mimitzrayim, that is l'shaver. That refers to the past when we had Geulas Mitzrayim. That's mimizrach shemesh, when the sun was shining on Klal Yisrael. Then it's followed by the next perik, loylonu Hashem, loylonu, as the pasuk says, Ki l'shimcha ten kovet al chazdechal mitecha. So that refers to Doris Halolo. That refers to our generations when we're in Golos. Don't do it for our name, but do it for your name, Hashem. And we're going to be learning to explain the psukim here, the pirish of the Mara fold in the right-hand column. L'doris halolu, which is seven lines from the top, says the Mara folda, She'ein banu loy migdash v'loy zuchus lehitlois lanu, elo leman shmoy hagadol. So in our generations, when we're in Gauls, we don't have the base of Mikdash. We don't have any of our own schusim. So do it for your own name. Oh, hafti, back to the Gemara. Hafti ki Yishma Hashem is koili. I love it when Hashem listens to my voice. That refers to the Yemois HaMashiach. Says the Marav Fulder, Dichsiv, Bo, because it says in that Perik of Hallel, Afafuni Chevle Mavis, the tribulations of death surrounded me, it encircled me, and this refers to the Chevle Mashiach, the tribulations preceding Mashiach. And it also says there, Dalo Sivli Yeshia, I was brought low, but he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saved me through Mashiach. V'oid dechsiv Dalo Sivli Yeshia v'hainu al yedei Mashiach. Then back to the Gemara, the next parak of Halal is Isru Chag Ba'avoisim, which means bind the yunt of the festival with cords. What is this referred to? Limois goig umagoig, to the days preceding the end of the world when we will have Mochemes goig umagoig, says the Marav Fulda, dechsiv le'ilminei. It says before that, sabuni kidvarim, the goim surrounded me like bees, and we find in the Medrash Shoichot Toiv that this refers to Mochemes goig umagoig. And then it says, Isru Chag, that bind me, bind my yontiv to Isru Chag b'avayisim at karnas hamizbeach, that refers to the karbonis la'achara Yeshua, the karbonis that Klal Yeshua will bring after the Yeshua. Nizbach zevach toida, we will sacrifice to Hashem a sacrifice of a toida, giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of Melchemes Goig u'Magog with the coming of Mashiach. Keili Atta continues the Gemara to bring the next Perek of Hallel. You are my Hashem, Voidecha, and I will praise you. That refers La'asid Lavoi. By the time of Tchias HaMesim, says the Marav Fulda, Dichsiv, Keili Atta, you, like David HaMelech is speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the time of Tchias HaMesim, David HaMelech says, I will speak directly to Hashem. Panim b'fanim medaber im Hashem. V'hainu la'asid, she'oisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu mochal etzadikim. Hashem is going to make a circle of the tzaddikim, as the Marav Fuld is quoting the Gemara in Bavli Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, at the end of Masechta Tainis, Hashem will make a mochel tzaddikim, mechol echad mara be'etzba, each tzaddik will point with his finger, hine alekenu zeh, kivinu loy vayshenu, this is our Hashem, who we hope for him, and he saved us. So this, what David HaMelech says, keili ato, as if he's speaking ponim al ponim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will happen la'asid lavoi with Tchias HaMesim. There's a famous pshat of Rabbi Leibel Eger, who was the Hasidish grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that he learns pshat in this Gemara. Why does Hashem la'asid lavoi make a circle for the tzaddikim? The pshat is because when you're in a circle, then everyone is equidistant to the center. Hashem will be in the middle, and around him will be all the tzaddikim. They will be Litvisha and Hasidisha and Yekisha and Svardisha, all types of tzaddikim. And each one will point to the center, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will say, Har bedrachim lamakim, there are many ways to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each derech, if it is a true derech in Yiddishkeit, then it is equidistant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zeh Elokeinu, each one will say, this is our Hashem, this is our derech of Avodas Hashem, and our derech is equal to the next one's derech. That's why Hashem will do it b'derech, a mochel, a circle around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is similar to what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once said at an Aguda convention. I had the schiyah to hear it. Rabbi Yaakov Zitzal said, what will Mashiach be? Will he be a chassid? Will he be a misnagid? Will he be a svardi? Will he be yekish? What will he be? And Rabbi Yaakov said that I believe he will be like Esther. It says Esther's noises chen be'enei kol re'el. That the Chazal tell us that everyone looked at Esther and said that Esther looks like she comes from my country, and that's why she found favor in the eyes of everyone. So too, everyone will look at Mashiach, and each one, the Yeki will say, oh, he's a Yekish Mashiach, the Hungarian will say he's a Hungarian Mashiach, the Litvish will say he's a Litvish Mashiach, Hasidish Mashiach. Each one, Mashiach will find favor in their eyes because he will appear to each one that he is from their kind, because in the eyes of Hashem, as we said before, the circle is equidistant to the center, and when we point to Hashem, Zeh Elokeinu, this is our Hashem, this is Mashiach, and whatever approach we had, if it's an emes approach, it will find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based on this Yerushalmi, the Mechaber in Siman Tuvchav Beis, Sif Vav Paskins, that the Prokim of Hallel have to be said in the sequence that we have them in Hallel, because they are describing the chronological history of Klal Yisrael, Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, and as we saw from the Pnei Moshe, the Pirish in our Sugya, that it not only refers to the Parshias that have to be in order, the Prokim, but it also refers to the psukim in each parak that they also have to be in sequential order, the way they're written in Tehillim. Continues the Gemara, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Acha in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi says that there is something else that they were misakin al haseder, that if someone says it the mafreya, he's not yotze. Af mi shehiskin es hatfila hazos al haseder hiskino. Even that one who was misakin this tefillah, he did it al haseder, that it shouldn't be said lemafreya, it shouldn't be said in inverted order. The Charedim tells us who is this one who was misakin this tefillah, which person, and which tefillah are we speaking about? So the Charedim says that the one who was misakin the tefillah was Ezra Ubeistinoi, and the Meiri in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis says that this refers to the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. And what was the tefillah that they were misaken? They were misaken Shmoyne Esrei of the weekdays, as well as Shmoyne Esrei of Shabbos and Yontif. So says the Charedim. And that's what the Gemara continues to say. Shalosh brachos rishonis, the first three brachos of Shmoyne Esrei, the shalosh brachos achronis, and the last three brachos of Shmoyne Esrei, shvachoy shalmakim. This is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hoyam tzoyos, and all of the middle brachos of Shmoyne Esrei, tzorchan shal briyos. These are the requests and the needs that people have that they are asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Bavli, in Brachos, the Flamed Dalet Amid Aleph, we find that the Bavli seems to say a bit different than the Yerushalmi, because there we find the Bavli states, the first three brachas of Shmoyne Esrei are compared to a slave, a servant, who prepares shevach. He praises his master. He's about to ask him certain needs that he has, that he wants the master to fulfill. So he begins by praising his master. Emtsoyos, the middle brachas of Shmoyne Esrei, doima le'eved. This is compared to a servant, shemevakesh prasmi rabbi, that he is asking a reward from his rebbe. He's asking a need from his rebbe, from his master. Achroinios, the last three brachas of Shmoyne Esrei, and here is where the Bavli seems to be stating slightly different than the Yerushalmi, doima le'eved shekibel prasmi rabbi. This is compared to a servant who received the reward from his rebbe. He received the request. His request was fulfilled. V'niftar. And he begs his master permission to leave. And then his master gives permission. V'hoylichloi. And the servant leaves his master. And he leaves after he has given hoydoh. He has given thanks to his master. As we see in the last three brachas where we speak about modim, where we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whereas the Yerushalmi says that the last three brachas are identical to the first three brachas of Shmoyne Esrei, Shvachay Shalmakim, the praise of Hashem, in the Bavli, the last three brachas are more of a mode of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for fulfilling our daily need. And now the Gemara continues to show us the Seder, the order of the Brachas Emtsoyes, of the middle Brachas when we ask our requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanenu Deya, grant us wisdom, and then Chanantanu Deya, if you granted us wisdom, then Ritzei Tshuva Seinu, accept our tshuva. Let us look for a moment in the Marav Fulda, 10 lines before it gets wide at the bottom of the right-hand column, where the Marav Fulda says, "She'anu mispalim chanenu deya, v'kiven she'chanantanu deya, anu mispalim ritzei tshuvasenu, v'kiven she'ratzisa tshuvasenu, anu mispalim slach lanu avinasenu, v'chen kulam, nimtze she'mtsoyish al haseder tiknu, v'chulam tzrichim zeh achar zeh." So the Marav Fulda says, the Gemara is explaining that the brachas emtsoyish, one bracha is required before we go on to the next bracha. That's why they are made al haseder. There's an order, and a person is not allowed to say one bracha before the preceding bracha. And now he gives an example. She'ein deya, dekiven she'ein deya lo yeda loshev. You need das, you need wisdom in order to repent. If you don't know what you've done wrong, you're not able to repent and do tshuva. The kivin sha'asa tshuva, and once you've done tshuva, that follows to the next bracha. L'kach tislach la'avaynenu, v'chein kulam sha'ayach m'zeh achazeh. Once you've done tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can ask, should forgive our sins. And so, each bracha that follows, the preceding bracha, follows in an order. Now that we've seen the Marav Fulda, let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ratzisa tshuva seinu, if you've accepted our tshuva, because through our das we knew what to do tshuva on, and we did tshuva, and you have accepted our tshuva, then slach lanu, then we ask you that you should forgive us for our sin. Salachta lanu, if you've forgiven us for our sin, for our sins, then ga'aleinu, then we ask that you redeem us. And the Mefarshim explained that before you've forgiven us for our sins and we need kapara, it's possible that you will use our enemies as a way of giving us kapara for our averus. However, once you've forgiven us for all our averus based on our tshuva, then there is no need for us to be in galus and to be under the domain of our enemies, and therefore we are now able, in order, ala seder, we're able to ask you, ga'aleinu, redeem us. And then we can go on to say, ge'altanu, if you have redeemed us, refei cholyenu, cure our sick ones. As David Raham explains, because if we are in golus, even if you will cure us through the tsaris of our enemies, that will affect us physically and emotionally, and we will be sick once again. The only way we could be healthy is if we will have full redemption. Refisa cholyenu, if you have cured our illnesses, then we ask, bereich shneisenu, bless our years with wealth and prosperity, because what is the purpose, explains David Raham, of wealth without health? So following health, then we ask for baruch shneisenu. If you have blessed our years, you've given us prosperity and abundance, then we switch the six brachas of the beginning of the brachas emtzarayis are for individual needs. And now we go to the needs of the tzibur. After you've blessed our years, we ask, kavtzenu, gather us in together. And kibatz tanu, if you've gathered us in together, then our next brach is shevtenu b'tzedek. Judge us with tzedek. Set up for us righteous judges, because once Klal Yisrael is gathered together in Eretz Yisrael, there will be a need for many judges. And another explanation the Mefarshim say is because that is the time when the Sanhedrin that became abolished will be reestablished. So we will need the shoftim for the Sanhedrin. Shifatatonu b'tzedek, then hachna kamenu, subdue those enemies who rise up against us. Hichnata kamenu, if you have subdued those who rise against us, tzadkenu b'mishpat, then you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should judge us with mishpat. And then tzidaktanu, if you have judged us with mishpat, that will lead what the Gemara in the next few words will refer to as binyan beis hamikdash. This is the bracha of v'sishka and b'saicha. This is the bracha of v'yirushlaim, ircha barachim tasha v'sishka and b'saicha. And then we go on to shmat tefillah, and we go on to ritzei, that Hashem should favor us, that we should have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and we'll be able to bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara has shown that the brachas emtzoyis al haseder, they were nesaken to be said in order, because one bracha requires the bracha before to be fulfilled. Now let us look for a moment in the Haredim. The Haredim points out that there's one glaring omission in this order, and that is the bracha of Es Semach David. Why does Yerushalmi not bring that bracha down? Says the Haredim, and Divrei HaMasel Tzadkenu B'nei Beis Hushma Hainu Birchas HaTzadikim. First, the Gemara is referring to the bracha of Ala Tzadikim V'Al Chasidim, and then we have the bracha of V'Sishkan, which is the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha Brachim Tashuv V'Sishkan V'Saicha, and then we have Ushma Kaleinu Avol Birchas HaSemach Loi Hoylu B'nei Yerushalmi. So the Haredim tells us that the B'nei Yerushalmi, the B'nei Eretz Yisrael, did not have a separate bracha of Es Semach David. Ela koil on Es Semach David b'sishkain. They were koil the bracha of Es Semach David in the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha. Es Semach David refers to Mashiach. So the building, rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash will come together with the coming of Mashiach. Kedi Amar L'Kamon, as it says further in the Yerushalmi, V'loi bracha l'atzma. They didn't have a separate bracha for Es Semach David. We find further in Mishnah Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Perek Tvos HaShachar, the HaBrachas Hayu Shva Esrei. According to the Yerushalmi, there were only 17 brachas. Ubirchas Haminim, the bracha of Vila Malshinim, Shetiknu B'Yavne, which was established in Yavne, Mashlemesh Mein Esrei. brought it to a full total of Shemoneh Esrei. Avol b'nei habavli hoyu lahem Chasrei. The B'nai Bavli had a total of 19 because they had Esemach David as a separate bracha. So to begin with, they had 18. They added Vila Malshinim, that made it 19. And really, it's a question. Why do we call the Amida Shmona Esrei? We should call it Cha Esrei because we really have 19 brachas. V'amru b'doichik. And the explanation is given with difficulty. The Mishnah further in Perektos HaShachar, which states that every day we daven 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, that means milvad birchas hamin and kamar. That means except for the bracha of Lamashinu, which was nesakin later in Yavne after the original 18 brachas according to the Bavli. But according to Yerushalmi, it's not a dochek how we come to the number 18. It's very clear. We used to have 17, because Esamach David was part of Yerushalayim, Yerucho, Brachim, Mitosh, Vesishka, Mesoicha. So we originally only had 17. We added on Birchas Haminim, Vilam Hashinim, to bring it to a total of 18. So we have a fundamental machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether in fact, after the Birchas Haminim was added, do we now have a total of 19 according to the Bavli, or do we have a total of 18 according to the Yerushalmi? The Gemara now questions the order, the Seder, of the next three brachas, beginning with B'nei Beischa. This refers to the bracha of Yishlaim, Ircha, Barachim, Toshav, Vesishka, Mesoichel, Kasher, Dibarta, Uvnei, Oysa, Bekor, V'yomenu, Binyan, Oylam. So this refers to the building of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. This is followed with Ushma Asira Seinu. We beseech Hashem to listen to our bakashos. This refers to the next bracha of Shemei Atfilah. And finally, V'ratzinu B'sarchai. And we should find favor in it, in the Beis HaMikdash, that we should be able to bring korbanis. This refers to Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amach Yisrael, So this refers to the bracha of Ritzei. So the Gemara's question is, less tzorcha, shouldn't it rather be, as we skip the parentheses and learn what's in the brackets, Shema tfilaseinu ubnei beischa v'ratzinu b'soichai? Shouldn't the order be first Shemei Atfilah, and then Vilu Shalayim Ircha Barachim Im Toshev, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and then Veratzinu B'Soicha, we should find favor in the Beis HaMikdash to be able to bring Korbanis. As the Mara Fulda explains, we require Tfilos now, even before the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Seder that first Yerushalayim should be rebuilt, and the Beis HaMikdash, and then you will listen to our tefillahs? We need Hashem to listen to our tefillahs before the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Haredim adds that it would be better in this Seder, according to the Seder which the Gemara is suggesting, that the things that we are asking for la'asid, for the future, will be linked together. In other words, the bracha of Ubnei Beischa and Ratzinu B'Soichai. Yerushalayim, Ircha, you're going to rebuild the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and that will be coupled together with the favor that we will find in the eyes of Hashem to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So why is the Seder Yerushalayim, and then Shemei Atfilah, and then Ritzei? It should rather be Shemei Atfilah, and then Binyan Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and then Ritzei. Answers the Gemara, the way the Pasuk speaks, that is the way the Mishnah speaks. Others have the Girsa over here, not Masnita, but Tana. The Tana speaks, and this refers to the one who established the Shemoneh Esrei. As we learned before, this would be referring to Ezra HaSofer and his Bezdin, because we find in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk states in Yeshaya Perik Nunvov Pasuk Zayin, Vavi Oisim al Harkachi, Visimachtim Beves Tfilasi, Oiloiseim Vizivcheim Larasin al Mizbechi. So, what do we see as we find in the Pnei Moshe, and Divri Amaschel Elakamad Ishtoi Karya, Kemoishu Kasa Bekra, Bitrilla Vavi Oisim al Harkachi, Zebinyan Abayas. First, we find in that pasuk in Yeshaya the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Va'achar kach v'samachtem beveis tfilasi, I will make Klal Yisrael rejoice in my house of prayer. She'eshma tfilasam v'yismechu, I will listen to their tefillas and they will be in a state of joy. And va'achar kach, and afterwards, at the end, I'll say as if chem l'rotzon al mizbechi, then they will be able to bring their korbanos on the Mizbeach Hashem. So we see that the order of the pasuk in Yeshaya is first binyan Beis Hamikdash, then listening to Klal Yisrael's tefillah, and then they will be bringing the korbanos on the Mizbeach. That is the way that Ezra was misakin the brachas according to the Seder that he found in the pasuk in Yeshaya. In the previous Gemara, we saw from the Marav Fulda that the Seder of the brachas of Shemayin Esrei are built one bracha built on top of the preceding bracha. In the next Gemara, we will find that the Seder is based on psukim, where we see that one bracha follows another bracha. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, said Rabbi Yirmiyah, May of Esrim Zakanim, there were 120 Zakanim, these were the members of the Anshe Knesset Agdailah, Umehem Shmoinim Vakam Neviim, and included in those 120 Zakanim, there were 80 some Neviim, Hiskinu Esatfilah Hazos, they were Misakin this Tfilah that we have been discussing, Shmoina Esrei. And now the Gemara asks, Uma Ro Lismoich Hakela Kodesh L'Chonin Adas, why does Hakela Kodesh come before Chonin Adas? Al Shem, this is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Chof Tes, pasuk Chof Gimel, and followed by pasuk Chof Dalet. In pasuk Chof Gimel, it states, "Vigdishu es Kedosh Yaakov." They will sanctify the Holy One of Yaakov. Maksiv Basrei. What does it say in the next pasuk Chof Dalet? "Viyadu Toye Ruach Bino." And those mistaken of spirit will know understanding, bina. So what do we see? That kedusha, ata kadosh, is followed by bina and das, ata chonen l'adam das. Deo l'tshuva, why does the bracha of ata chonen l'adam das, the one that speaks about deo, wisdom, why does that precede the bracha concerning harotza b'shuva, the bracha of tshuva, of repentance? The answer is also based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk states, Hashmein lev ha'am hazeh, the heart of this people is fat, va'oznav hachbed, and its ears are hardening, va'enav, and its eyes, hasha, are sealed. And then the pasuk continues, ad ulevavo yavin vishav, his heart will understand and repent. So we see that repentance must be preceded by understanding. As the Meiri in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, explains, that through Bina, a person is, number one, able to understand to whom he has sinned, Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the gravity of his Aveira. So through Bina, he appreciates the great one who he has sinned against, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he appreciates the full gravity of his Aveira, and then he can do a full tshuva. Why is tshuva before slicha? Tshuva l'slicha. This is also based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, which states, V'yashiv el Hashem yirachameyu, he will return to Hashem, and Hashem will forgive him, will have mercy on him. V'el elakeinu, and to our Hashem, ki yarbo l'slech, because Hashem has much slicha, much forgiveness. So we see that v'yashiv, the tshuva, precedes the slicha. Slicha l'gula, this also is based on a pasuk. This time it's not from Yeshaya, it's from Tehillim, Perek Kuf Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, where the pasuk states, ha'soleach l'chol avinaychi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives all your sins, ha'roife l'chol tachluaychi, he cures all your illnesses, ha'goyel, he redeems mishachas from the pit, chayechi, your life. So we see that slicha comes before geula. Ask the Gemara, based on this seder that you are showing me from the pasuk in Tehillim, then it should come out, ask the Gemara, v'yoymar roifei cholim kadmai. Then in the pasuk we see that there's first slicha, that's slach lanu, and then there's harayfe l'chol tachloyechi, and only then hagoyel mishachas chayechi. So why do we have the bracha of goal yisrael, of geula, before the bracha of refuah? According to the Seder of the Pasuk in Tehillim, we should have refuah first, and then the bracha of goyel yisrael. The Gemara gives several answers to this question. Amar Rav Acha b'Neimah hiskinu goyel yisrael. Bracha shviyis. Why is goyel yisrael? In fact, the seventh bracha, it should come after Refa'enu. Let Refa'enu be the seventh bracha, and Goel Yisrael should be the eighth bracha, according to the Seder of the Pasuk in Tehillim. La Metcha, to teach you, She'en Yisrael Nigal and Ela B'Shviyas. Ezra was Mesakin that the seventh bracha of Shemoneh Esrei should be the one of Geula, to be Merames, that the Goel Yisrael Mashiach will come in a Shemitah year. And that's why, although the Seder in Tehillim is first Slicha, and then Refuah, and then Geula, but that would have made Geula the eighth bracha, and Ezra was being merames that the Geula will be the seventh, it will be the seventh year of Shemitah. So that is one answer why Ezra did not follow precisely the order of the Pasuk in Tehillim. Yoyin b'shem Rav Acha, Shir HaMalas b'shuv Hashem es Shvus Siyon. And the Shinui Nuschoi says that, of course, the correct girsa here in Tehillim is b'shuv Hashem es Shivas Siyon, when Hashem brings back the captives of Tzion. Now, from Perek Kuf Chaf in Tehillim until and including Perek Kuf Lamed Daled, these are the 15 Shir Hamalois. And the seventh one, Shira Shvius, why is this the seventh one? Lo Diacha, She'en Yisrael Nigolen, Ela B'Shvius, that Klal Yisrael will only be redeemed in the seventh year of a Shemitah. Just like we found from Rav Acha that the bracha of Goyel Yisrael is the seventh one to be merames that Mashiach will come in the seventh year of a Shemitah, so too Rabbi Yoinas explains that that is why the seventh Shir HaMalois is the one of B'Shuv Hashem as Shiva Siyon, when we will have the Geula. Again, to be merames, She'en Yisrael Negolin Ela B'Shvius. And now comes another answer to the original question, why is Goyel Yisrael before Refa'enu, according to the Pasuk in Tehillim, it should come after Refa'enu? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Neimah Hiskinu Reif Chol Bracha Shminis. Why is the eighth Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei Refa'enu Keneged Amila? This is because of Mila, Shehi L'Shemoneh, because a child has Mila on the eighth day. Al Shame, and this is a remez to the Pasuk, Brisi Hoysa Itoi, my bris was with him, Hachayim, with life. This indicates that after the bris mila, the child is considered a chola, and he requires refuah, and that's what this Pasuk is trying to say. Brisi, my bris mila, Hoysa Itoi was with him, requiring Hachayim, requiring life, requiring a refuah shalema, so that the young child could have a full and healthy life. So therefore, Refa'enu is placed the eighth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, even though according to the Pasuk in Tehillim it should have been before Geula. Why is it put after Geula? To show you that the eighth, a remes to the eighth day when the child is born, when he has a bris milah, that he's in requires refuah shalema, he requires chayim. So it comes out, we have two basic answers to the question of why Ezra did not follow precisely the order of Sefer Tehillim, either because Goyel Yisrael had to be the seventh bracha to be merames that the Gula will take place on the seventh year of Shemitah, or because Refuah had to be the eighth bracha to be merames that the Bris Mila requires a Refuah Shalema. Continues the Gemara as we turn to Daf Chaf Hamid Beis. Omer Rab Alexandroi, he said, Rab Alexandroi, b'neimah hiskinu mevorach hashanah, bracha tshiyis. Why was Ezra Mesakin that the ninth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei should be the bracha of abundance of crops and success in Parnasa, the bracha of mevorach hashanah? Keneged, this is a remez to what we find in Koil Hashem Shoiver Arazim. We find that one of the reasons the Gemara in the Bavli, in Brachas, on Daf Chav Chesamid Beis tells us why we have 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei Keneged Mi, as the Charedim brings down here in the first Charedim Devir Maskel Keneged Kol Hashem. So the Bavli says Keneged Yud Ches Askorish Amar David Bahavul Hashem until in Perikov Tes Mizmor LeDavid Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. David HaMelech there expresses 18 times the Shem Hashem. The ninth Shem Hashem is Kol Hashem Shoiver Arazim. And the Gemara understands that the word Arazim, which simply means the cedars, like Arzei Alvanon, the cedars of Lebanon, the Gemara understands it to mean from the word Razon. Razon is hunger. Shehu Asid L'Shaber Kol Bali Sharim. That the Rebbeinu Shalom in the future will break all the price gougers, all those who jack up the price, and people will not be able to afford that price, and there will be hunger. The Rebbeinu Shalom will stop that. And which Shem Hashem of the 18 in Havul Hashem B'nei Elim is the one that speaks about breaking the cycle of poverty and famine? Shoiver Arazim, that's the ninth one. Therefore, Ezra was misakin that the ninth brach of Shemoneh Esrei should be Mevorach Hashanim. If there'll be an abundance of tefuah and fruits and vegetables, the prices will automatically have to fall because there'll be so much in abundance of these items, and that will cause the price gougers to have to lower their prices. And that's why this bracha was in the second as the ninth one, Keneged, the ninth Shem Hashem of Kol Hashem Shoiver Arazim in Mizmor LeDavid Havel Hashem B'nei Elim. Continues the Gemara, said Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rabbacha Bar Chanina, Ma Rol Ismech M'Vorch Hashanim, L'Mekabit Tzintchei Yisrael, why did Ezra put together, following the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, the bracha of the gathering of the exiles of Klal Yisrael, Kibbutz Golias, Al Shem, because of a pasuk that we have in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Ches, Va'atem Hori Yisrael, and you, the mountains of Yisrael, Anfeichem Titenu, you should sprout your branches, Uprichem, and your fruits, Tisu, you should give, La'am Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, Lama, why? Because the next pasuk continues, Ki Kirvu Lavoi, because Klal Yisrael is coming close to enter into Eretz Yisrael from all over the Golus. Niskapsu Agolius, once we were Mekayim and Mekabitz Nitzche Am Yisrael, that bracha, Vahadin Nasa, then we have the next bracha, Melech Oyev Stoko Mishpat, justice will be done. And then that is followed by V'lamalshinim, where we say Shoiver Oivim Umachniya Zaydim, Hazaydim Nichnoin, the ones who sinned against Hashem b'mezid are subdued. V'hatzadikim smeichim, as the bracha concludes, Mishan Umiftoch latzadikim. That's the bracha of Valat Tzadikim, Valachasidim. So this is the order of those brachas, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, Vitani Allah, and we learned a brisa concerning this, that Kolel Shalminim Mishal Rishon B'Machniyah Zaydim. In the bracha of Machniyah Zaydim, we're Kolel in that bracha not only the Zaydim, who rebel against Hashem B'Mezid, but it also includes the Minim, the non-believers, and the Rishon. We expand, we don't make an additional bracha, but we include those other persons who are of low stature and ill repute, they are all included in the bracha of Machniyah Zaydim. Vishal Geirim, Vishal Zakenim, B'miftach LaTzadikim. And the Geirim and the elders, we don't have a separate bracha for them. We include them in that Hashem is the Miftach LaTzadikim, he's the security for Tzadikim in that bracha. Vishal David, and David we include B'Boyin of Yerushalayim. In the bracha of Bainu Shlaim, as the pasuk tells us, Acher Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael, after Bnei Yisrael will return, Ubikshus Hashem Aleikeim, and they will search for their Hashem, Ves David Malkum, and Melech David, and the pasuk there in Hosea Per Gimel, pasuk Hay concludes, Upachatu El Hashem, they'll have fear for Hashem, Veltuvoy, and on His goodness. The Charedim says that this refers to the Beis Hamikdash, as we find the pasuk in Dvorim, Hahara Toiv, Hazev, Alvanon, Hahar Atayv Yerushalayim. Halvonin refers to the Beis HaMikdash. This will happen all Ba'achris HaYamim. And here we see from the Yerushalmi that there is no separate bracha for Es Semach David, as we have it in Shmoneh Esrei, but rather David is included in Bnei Yerushalayim, just like Geirim are included in the Birchas HaTzadikim, and Rishoyim are included in Machniyah Zeidim, so too David is included in Bnei Yerushalayim. There's no separate bracha. As we mentioned previously in the Shir, that according to Yerushalmi, there are 17 brachas, and the 18th one is V'lamal Shinim. There are some Rishonim who believe that even according to Yerushalmi, originally Es Samach David was a separate bracha, and there were really 18. But once in Yavne they added V'lamal Shinim, and that would have made it a 19th bracha. So then they were misakin that David should become part of the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. So then without V'lamal Shinim, there's once again only 17, and with V'lamal Shinim, there is 18. However, our minig in Shmoneh Esrei is like the Bavli, where there were 18 brachas besides V'lamal Shinim, and once V'lamal Shinim was added, there's a total of 19. Continues the Gemara, Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan said, Ahon Malkam Shicha, this Melech HaMashiach that we've been discussing here, in means im, if, Michayahu, if he's from the living, David Shmei, his name is David, in me, the Michayah, who, if he's from the deceased, from the dead, David Shmei, his name is David, explains the Pnei Moshe Divrei HaMaskel in Minchayah, im min achayim hu, yeh shmoi David. If he's from the living, then his name will be David. But v'im min ha-meisim hu. He'll also have a name David, but not only will his name be David, but yeh David ba'atzmoi. That's how the Pnei Moshe learns. Although the Gemara says on both the living and the deceased that the name will be David, but the Gemara means that if he's from the deceased, it will be David himself. So according to this opinion of the Rabbanon, the name of Mashiach will be David. Amar Rav Tanchuma, said Rav Tanchuma, Ano Amar Taima, I'm going to give you a source from a pasuk for this. The pasuk states, V'oise chesed l'mashiachai l'David. The next word is David, so we see that the name of Mashiach is David. Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Amar, Tzemach Shmoi, his name is sprouting. As we find the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph, V'yotza choter migeza Yeshaya, a shoot will come out from the stump of Yeshaya, will come out from the roots. In other words, Mashiach will sprout. Rab Yudin Bered Rab Aiva Omar Menachem Shmoy, his name is Menachem, he will console people. Omar Rab Chananya Bered Rab Avua, V'loy Pligin, there's no machloikis here between Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, who said his name is Tzemach, and Rab Yudin Bered Rab Aiva, who said his name is Menachem. The numerical value of Tzemach is identical to the numerical value of Menachem. Who Tzemach? Tzemach is Tzadik Mem Ches 90, Mem is 40, is 130, Ches is 8, is 138. Who Menachem? The two Mems are 80, the Nun is 50, is 130, and the Ches is 138. So according to both Rav Yudin Bered Rav Aiva and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, they're not arguing. They both hold that Mashiach will sprout from Yishai, from Malchus Beis David, from David HaMelech, and he will be a consoler of Klal Yisrael. He'll have both names. And the Gemara continues, V'da Messiah Lehu, and the following is a siyut to them. And Rab Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his beer, on the Yerushalmi says that even though the Gemara is going to bring the Mar, which means the Omar, Rab Yudin Bered Rab Aivu, and it seems that this is only a proof to Rab Yudin Bered Rab Aivu because the Gemara is going to bring a story where Mashiach's name is Menachem, but in fact, Rab Chaim learns, as we see here, Da Messiah Lehu, since we just said that there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and Rabbi Yudin Bered Rabbi Aivu, that his name is both Menachem and Tzemach, therefore, even if we're bringing a raya from the following story, that his name is Menachem, since Menachem and Tzemach numerically are the same, and both of them are the names of Mashiach, therefore a raya for Menachem is a raya for Tzemach as well, and therefore it's Messiah Lehu. It's a raya both, not only to Rabbi Yudin Bered Rabbi Aivu, but even to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So learns Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And now the Gemara tells us what the story was. Uvda have, there was an incident, Bechad Yehudoi, with one Jew. Dahave koim, he was standing. Radi, he was plowing. Goas turte kumoi, his ox began making sounds. In front of him, Avar chad arvai, there was one Arab who passed by. And this Arab knew the language of animals as the Mara Fulda tells us here in Divrei Maaseh Arvoi, Min Arvayim Haya, he was from the Arabs. Umakir L'shem Behemo, he knew what the animals were saying. So he heard the voice of the animal, Amar Lei, so he called out, the Arab called out, Bar Yudoi, Jew, Jew, Shari Turach, V'shari Kankanoch, release and stop working, release your ox and release your plow. Dohachar Beis Migdisha, the Beis Migdish is destroyed. As the Mara Fuld explains, v'yeshlach l'sabel al Yerushalayim. You have to mourn. Now's not a time to do work. You have to mourn over Yerushalayim. Oy, a second reason you have to stop working. Lonis min hoivim. The enemies are coming and going to chase you. So you have to run away and stop working. Goz mantinyanis. So the ox made a sound a second time. Amar lei, bar yudoi, Jew, Jew, katar tarach. Fasten your ox for Ketora Kankanech and fasten your plow. Because this moment when of the Churban Beis Hamikdash is at the same time a moment of joy because Melech HaMashiach was born. The Pashtus is that just like the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav on Tisha B'Av is the Yom Leidah. It's the birthday of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Maral, however, in Netzach Yisrael explains that as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael had come to the highest level of perfection through the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach couldn't come. Mashiach could only come when he can perfect something. But the Beis HaMikdash represented in itself perfection. There cannot yet be Mashiach. It was only once Klal Yisrael sinned and the Beis HaMikdash had to be Nechrav, and as a result, the Beis HaMikdash had to be rebuilt. So then that destruction and that those sins that Klal Yisrael did, they were the ones that brought about the creation of Mashiach. Because now that the world is not in a state of perfection, it lacks the Beis HaMikdash, now Mashiach can be created. Amar Lei Mashmei, and this is why we bring the whole story here. So the Jew asked the Arab, what is the name of Mashiach? And he answered him, Menachem, Amarlei Umashmei Davur, what's the name of his father? Amarlei Chizkiah. And the Maral explains that these are both traits of Mashiach, that he will console Klal Yisrael, Menachem, and he will give them Divrei Chizuk, he will strengthen them, Miloshen Chizkiah. Amarlei Min Hanhu, which means Eifo, from where is he from? Amalei, min Biras Malka, the base, Lechem Yehuda. He's from the place Biras Malka in the Bethlehem region of Yehuda. In the next shir, B'siyata Dishmaya, we will conclude this story about Mashiach Tzidkenu, who should come, B'mhera V'yomenu.